This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Some interesting arguments at the Supreme Court today. An accused murderer, Matthew Maslodin, says he did not get a fair trial because the victim's family wore pictures of the victim on buttons in court. I'm joined by Slate and Day to Day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. And Dahlia, this seems to be slightly more complicated than the average victim's rights case. What was the essential issue before the court today?
Well, the issue wasn't quite the sort of standard rights of the defendant versus the right of the victim's family to talk, because the whole thing is enveloped by a very complicated statutory problem. There's a federal law that essentially says unless the trial court judge did a really, really, really bad thing by letting those buttons in, reviewing courts don't get to order a retrial. And so really the question is how much deference is owed the trial judge who let these buttons be worn. The Ninth Circuit's Court of Appeal said not a lot of deference. He made a mistake. New trial. The Supreme Court did not look like they bought that argument. They seemed to be inclined to defer to the trial judge.
And what essentially was the state arguing this morning? Was it that argument only?
It really was mostly that argument. A lot of time was spent essentially saying it's just not the job of the Ninth Circuit to second-guess the state court. The test is whether clearly established law was violated. And essentially, the state said there's no clearly established law on the wearing of buttons because, in fact, there is no Supreme Court case law on the wearing of buttons. End of inquiry.
But what about the essential issue of whether or not wearing the buttons was prejudicial?
Well, that was really an interesting part of it. I could count at least four justices saying at different times, but wearing buttons are really unfair. And other than Justice Souter, who really said they're unfair and it should be unconstitutional, I don't think a lot of the justices were really swayed by the fact that they were unfair. They seemed to be inclined to say, for the most part, look, the law says we have to defer to the lower courts. We defer to lower courts.
And this decision by the appeals court was made by the Ninth Circuit in the West, which has been traditionally the most liberal of the appeals courts. Is that one reason why the Supreme Court is looking at this case?
Well, it certainly doesn't help that the Ninth Circuit tends to try to push the law as far as it can to the left. And this case was authored by Judge Stephen Reinhardt, who's arguably the most liberal member of the most liberal Court of Appeals. So certainly I think that sends all sorts of shivers up the spines of the United States Supreme Court justices.
And wasn't he essentially arguing that there were prior decisions to rely on in this case?
Well, what he was doing in his decision was saying, A, the Supreme Court has already said that things like this button could be impermissible factors, and then he relied on Ninth Circuit case law to sort of refine that test. And essentially what was argued today was, you know, he can't go ahead and use the Ninth Circuit law to redefine what the Supreme Court test was. And so that was really the issue today, is whether you get to sort of mess with the test a little bit using lower court law or if you just have to defer to the Supreme Court law. And that's essentially, as I said, it looked like that was what the Supreme Court was buying today.
Dahlia Lithwick is legal analyst for the online magazine Slate and for us here at Day to Day. Thank you, Dahlia.
My pleasure, Madeline.
And now we turn to one of the people who wore the buttons at the trial. Jim Studer is the brother of the murder victim, Tom Studer. And Jim Studer, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
You and your family wore a picture of your brother in the courtroom. Why did you decide to do that?
Well, when you're in the courtroom and you're going to sit in on a trial for someone who's a family member and they're not able to be there with you, it's really a difficult thing. And we just felt that this was a memorial, an honorary thing that we would do for Tom. That's who the trial is about.
Now, I read the decision by the judge who wrote the decision for the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, Judge Stephen Reinhardt. And he wrote that because there were differing accounts of what happened the day of the murder, the defendant is claiming that your brother was actually the aggressor, and he's arguing self-defense. And the judge argued that to wear a button of your brother was essentially making the argument that he was the innocent party, not the aggressor, and therefore the defendant was necessarily guilty. And that's what the judge said that the button conveyed to the jury.
I haven't read that, but to me that just seems kind of ridiculous. The button for us is saying this is a person who died, period. And it wasn't he was innocent and he didn't do anything wrong. We didn't know all of the facts until we went to the trial.
This process has drawn out. It's been a long process for you. So what kind of effect has this had on your family?
Whenever you lose someone in your family, it's always difficult, but you work through that. And so, you know, the family had kind of moved on and had grieved as we needed to and felt that it was behind us. And for this to come up 11 years later, to all of a sudden get a phone call that everything had been overturned, it was just such a shock to everyone. So now we have this angst that there's the possibility of having the whole thing happen again. And, you know, if it does have to go back to trial, what's going to happen?
Jim Studer is the brother of Tom Studer, who was murdered some 12 years ago. The Supreme Court heard arguments today as to whether Jim and his family may have prejudiced the jury by wearing photo buttons of their brother at trial. And Jim Studer, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.